Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, this is the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Woo, Des Moines, Iowa, and you're about to sound off. Woo! 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 Woo!
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Welcome to Sound Off. We are on time for the first time in 4 months.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo! Yeah, that feels good. Woo! Just a little bit late last week with the Golden Globes, but it's good to be on.
Good
and
be
a lot
to
talk
too, yeah.
about. Tomorrow night, if Iowa State can beat the expected number one Oklahoma, that would mean three of the four teams in our state have beaten the number one team.
You and I beat North Carolina.
Right.
Iowa beat Michigan State.
Right.
Now Iowa State over the Sooners. That would be – has that ever been done before from any other state?
I would
That's
have.
That's why Iowa's the best.
Certainly not in Iowa. Hot topic tonight, the Hawks flying high. Iowa makes it 11 straight Big Ten regular season wins. The Hawks sweep preseason title pick Michigan State as Iowa goes from hunter to hunted. You can sound off at 515-282-9010. Like Nuke LaLoosh, the Hawkeyes announced their presence with authority. Iowa didn't just show up at Michigan State. The Hawks beat the Spartans down. First Iowa win in East Lansing since I wore jorts to Farm Aid. That was 1993. Hawks are now the Big Ten frontrunners. And what if the NCAA sends Iowa to Des Moines for the tournament? Local Hawk fans could make up some of the money they spent on the Rose Bowl. Earlier this week, Steve Prohm said he deleted access to his Facebook and Twitter accounts. If you read some of the messages, you know why. Donald Trump thinks the tweets were harsh. That's too bad. Most fans are supportive. Some are reasonably critical, but the ones who make the most noise have keyboard muscles. They don't put their name on it. Prohm had Shaq-sized shoes to fill. He followed the most popular Cyclone of all time, and Prohm stayed deferential to a fault. It's easy to see why. The local love affair with Fred Hoiberg was unlike any other. What's not to love? But Prohm's whole, "these guys can coach themselves" approach backfired. This is not a group in need of more swagger. So after a 1-3 start in the Big 12, it's time for Prohm to stop living with ghosts and make this team his own. Criticize, coach, yell, take charge. We only have a one-game sample, but Prohm made good adjustments at K-State. The team responded, and the noise quieted. It's too soon to give up on this season of high expectations. Give Prohm a chance as Prohm, not as the guy who tried too hard to not upset any Hoiberg loyalist. People overreact, even smart, well-intentioned people. The Wisconsin Athletic Association thought it was being positive by eliminating the negative. The association said no more chants like air ball, scoreboard, and the like. For those who think the country is going soft, this was the participation trophy of the apocalypse. Look, we all want to shield our kids from hurt, but we can't keep them in a plastic bubble. High school is practice for real life. I once threw two interceptions in two plays.
Boo.
I heard the jeers, felt sorry for myself, but coach told me, "You want to hear cheers? Stop throwing to the right team. Make that start throwing to the right team." It's a fair point. Even as a mostly full-grown man, my feelings get hurt, but I can handle it, partly because back in high school, I learned this lesson. Life's tough. Get a helmet. John?
Keith, I think everyone can take a lesson on bad PR from the Wisconsin Athletic Association. If they have just gone to a couple of the ADs and asked them to keep an eye on their kids at games, everything's fine. But when you go public with such a ridiculous demand, you look foolish, Wisconsin. Lighten up. There are worse things in the world than chanting air ball. Remember when Iowa lost to Augustana in the preseason? Shows you just how much those exhibition games matter. Fans were ready to pack it in before a real game was even played. Now the Hawkeyes are on top of the Big Ten, playing with swagger, and might just be ranked in the top 10 tomorrow. Talk about a big stretch coming up for Iowa State. Three of the next four games against ranked teams. It starts with the expected new number one team in the country Monday night, Oklahoma. Sprinkle in top five Kansas, 15th ranked Texas A&M, and a little TCU. And these next four games may define Iowa State's season. What the heck happened to you and I? 1 month ago, the debate was whether or not the Panthers should be ranked. Now you and I is trying to keep their head above 500, 10-9 overall. The loss on Saturday to Loyola is embarrassing. 41 points at home against the Ramblers? Wins over North Carolina and Iowa State won't mean anything on Selection Sunday unless the Panthers win the MVC tournament, as that's the only way they're getting in the big dance.
All right, time for your live calls here on Sound Off. Let's get it started with Drew in Ames, where there'll be a big game played tomorrow night. Drew, what do you expect at Hilton Coliseum when Oklahoma comes calling?
Well, I know Buddy Hield has had a great year and all, but this is going to come down to the end. Buddy Hield is going to be at the free throw line for the win, and you heard it here first, he's going to poop down his pants.
Wow, if that happens,
that would be embarrassing for one.
We do need to save the tape tonight, John. Though if that happens, we will have heard it here first.
Yeah, and if it does happen, you would think that they could rush him to the bathroom or something, like right off the court first, or he could hold it. I mean, sometimes you get in bad situations, but you can hold it for a minute or so.
Sure. I mean, when we did the hour-long show, you used to wear man purse, right?
He didn't. We all did, didn't we?
Dodger Denny is in Fort Dodge. Dodger Denny. Big opportunity for the Cyclones tomorrow night. What do you think?
Hey, I'm ready to go. We're going to have Hilton Magic like we always do, and I think it's going to be a good game. We should have beat them down there, but we didn't. We're going to beat them at home. So that's my prediction. And go Cyclones.
All right. That win against K-State made people feel better because, yeah. John, I think among the things that happened, depth was a problem, the Hal's Cook not playing and everything. But what was nice to see, though, is you could see a changed approach by Steve Prohm. The Cyclones didn't rush shots as much. They slowed it down at times. They even ate some clock when they needed to and played a better game defensively. And I think that's the start of some potential here. It's way too early to think that this season can't still go places fans and players hoped it would go.
No, defense definitely looked better at Kansas State. And the bottom line is they won because, as we've seen in college basketball, how many top 15 teams lost this week? A ton. So winning on the road is not easy no matter who you're playing. So winning at Kansas State, that's a good win and that's a good start. Now, if they can beat Oklahoma tomorrow, they are right back in the Big 12 race.
Kip is in Carroll. And Kip, we talked to the prediction machine a few days ago, and the prediction machine projects Iowa to 25-5 and a 2 seed.
Wow.
So that's a pretty good projection here as the Hawkeyes move into the front runner seat. What do you think?
You're talking to me?
You got that right.
You know it.
Yeah, no. You have to look at the Big Ten overall. And the Big Ten, if they're playing, Michigan State just lost to Wisconsin. There's not a great Big Ten team. When you look at the Big 12, you have to look at every time Iowa State plays somebody.
What about TCU?
Well, you can do the same thing. Doing TCU, you can bring it all the way down to Penn State.
But to be fair,
both teams have strong teams. Both conferences have strong teams. Both have weak teams.
They certainly do.
But,
and
but,
there's
but
more
overall.
Yeah.
Overall, you have to look at what Iowa State plays on a regular schedule. And I am a diehard Hawkeye fan, so this kills me to say. But you have to look at what Iowa State has to go up against.
But isn't it, Kip? Isn't it too soon to tell? I mean, there have been many seasons where I expected the Big 12 would get a couple of teams into the Final Four, and the Big 12 just hasn't done. What's the last great Big 12 team in March? When Kansas won the national title?
This is true. This is true. But when do you go that Iowa superior team against who they're playing against? Playing Michigan today without Levette.
Right, right.
What about Maryland?
Maryland just lost to Michigan.
You have to put a waiver on Maryland right now. You do. You have to put a waiver on Maryland right now because we're not sure what they are. They just got done beat by Michigan. And are they really that good? Who have they played? The Big Ten in a whole, you still have to look at. The Big 12 has got a lot more talented players.
So Kip, you're saying you're a hardcore Hawkeye fan, and the point of your call tonight is to say the Big 12 is far superior to the Big Ten?
I do not say they're far superior.
Well, that's what it sounds like. I mean, listening to your description, and many people feel like that. There are many Cyclone fans who feel that way, but you as a Hawkeye fan think there's a big gap between the Big 12 and the Big Ten.
I do.
Okay?
I do.
Fair enough. Thank you, Kip. Love that we almost always see how this plays out over the season. And this Hawkeye fan, this Hawkeye team, Kip was the Hawkeye fan, this Hawkeye team is much better than I think anyone expected.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And they do create some matchup problems because they're long, they've got shot blockers.
Well, Jared Utoff is a top 15 player in the country, and the key for Iowa right now is their bench play. Dom Ewell off the bench is hitting threes, and then you got the starters, the senior leadership with Gazelle and Woodbury, and then obviously Utoff and Peter Jock. He's turning into a legit star before our eyes.
Yeah, it's good to see a local guy do well. It is time for lookalikes now with a local connection. Old Spice judges Jeff Jorgensen says television's Chris Hassel looks like a 10 years and 30 pounds from now. Trevor, is it Matich or Matich?
Matich.
Matich. Trevor Matich of College Football Live. Old Spice. Yeah, I get why you would submit it, but not quite there.
It's on the border, just yeah.
Chris is going to binge at some point. Chad from Glidden and Travis in Toledo both think ISU coach Steve Prohm looks like actor Joaquin Phoenix when Prohm gets wait. This is Affluence and Team Mom and
wait
Carrot Top.
What is wait? What is this?
How did this get in there? Anyway, Old Spice, what do you?
What is this?
What is this a match? Okay.
Who submitted this? And where did this come from?
If you're in the market for a local college team, your choice is easy this year. That's What's Bugging Andy next.
Like us on Facebook, Sound Off Nation. Matt writes, love all these milestones we are hitting in both basketball and football this year. Keep it rolling, Hawks.
Dan writes, there is no unbeatable team in college basketball. There will probably be a new number one each week until March. Iowa's loss to Iowa State was a blessing in disguise, as they have played as well as anyone in the country since late December.
That's what Anthony Clemens said after the win at Michigan State, that they needed to thank Iowa State for teaching Iowa a lesson. Well, as Iowa won 12 football games and Iowa State fired its head coach, coverage logically favored Iowa. We often told frustrated Cyclone fans, hang on, just wait. Basketball season's coming.
But today, that hasn't provided Cyclone fans with all the expected joy, and that's part of What's Bugging Andy.
It's been such a great sports year at the University of Iowa, it's hard to believe that the best might still be yet to come. This men's basketball team seems capable of winning the Big Ten, gaining a 1 or 2 seed in the tournament. Who knows? Nothing seems out of the question at this point. Of course, this unexpected great news comes right on the heels of a football season, which was also like a pile of found money. So there's a chance that this could go down as one of the single greatest years in Hawkeye history. Now that's the kind of year that not only recharges current Hawkeye fans, it spawns a generation of new ones. I'm guessing it's also the kind of year that leads Cyclone fans into some serious soul searching. This was supposed to be the time of year that they got the spotlight and threw a winter-long party en route to the Final Four and national accolades. Instead, the stage is flooded with black and gold again, just like it was all fall. This is why Underdog never really gets the chance to lift his leg in the tall grass. He makes a good story. His fans are applauded for their resilience and pride, but fans want winners, and if given the choice, they'd rather not have to wait. I never once saw a Patriots jersey as a kid. There wasn't a Chicago Bulls fan anywhere to be found. These days, the Raider fans have disappeared, and I can't remember the last time I saw someone wearing anything mentioning the 76ers or the Reds, the Pistons, or 49ers. In Iowa, our pro teams are the Hawkeyes and Cyclones, and if you prefer high fives to heartache, then the choice is pretty clear right now. When I see a kid in a Hawkeye jersey, I say, oh. When I see a kid in a Cyclone jersey, I say, oh, that kid's parents must be Iowa State fans. Now, that's not to commend or cut down anyone. It's just to say that's the way things are, and I get it. The Cyclones are the blue highways. The Hawkeyes are Interstate 80. Cheering the Cyclones can be very rewarding, like growing your own vegetables. But most sports fans are hungry, and the Hawkeyes are the produce department at Hy-Vee. This is how it happens, folks. It's not really about your roots or your school or even your family. It's about winning and finding a crowd to celebrate it with. This year, that crowd wearing black and gold has even more company. It ain't bugging me. It's just the way it is. And I'm Andy Fales.
Well, now that the Rams left St. Louis, Andy says they're number one.
What?
Oh, wait, that's his middle finger. Mm. Who's in your five is next. Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Roger writes, Hawkeye men's basketball is kicking ass. Hawkeye football gets badass legacy recruit. It's 0 degrees, and I don't freaking care.
Justin tweets, between Iowa football, basketball, and wrestling, they are a combined 36-5. Hawks are a force in all sports, leading to future 4- and 5-star recruits.
Nick writes, this is one of the most mentally tough Hawkeye teams I've seen in a long time. Chemistry with that many players is great.
Number one Cyclone fanatic fan tweets about the upcoming game against Oklahoma. Cyclones prove they can adjust, and it's home. Big Monday, they will be more fresh than OU, and the guys like the hype.
Who's in your five, as suggested by Louie, most painful relocations? And we have the four major sports represented, NFL twice. Number five, Brooklyn Dodgers to Los Angeles. Number four, Cleveland Browns to Baltimore. Number three, it's better now, but for a while, boy, did it hurt. The Minnesota North Stars to Dallas. It made no sense.
Love that logo, too.
Number two, Seattle Sonics, the Supersonics, to Oklahoma City. And number one most painful franchise relocation of all time, the Baltimore Colts to Indianapolis moving van in the middle of the night. That was really, really tough. All right, back to live phone calls here. Let's get it going with Pat in Fort Dodge. Pat, what are you thinking tonight?
Hey, yes, sir. I'm just thinking that the guy that said that before, yeah, the Big 12 and the Big 10 are really, really equal. And I'm a diehard Hawkeye fan. Do you think they can go through Maryland, Oklahoma, and Kansas?
Do I think Iowa can go through
neutral court against those teams? Yeah, I think right now Iowa's proven they can play with anyone in the country. I mean, the way they match up with teams with Utah from these guys that are 6'7", 6'8", that doesn't mean they're going to beat these teams, but they're certainly not going to get run out of the gym by anyone.
Let me ask you a hypothetical, Pat. You say you're a Hawkeye fan?
I'm a diehard and then you talk to
this. Okay, the number one team in the land tomorrow is expected to be Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
Do you think there's a better chance that Iowa's basketball team could beat number one Oklahoma on a neutral court, or that Iowa's football team could beat number one Alabama on a neutral football field?
I think both of them could happen.
I don't agree with the football part. I do think there's a shot in basketball. The way Iowa's playing, there's a lot of season left, and thank you for your call, but we don't know yet.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much parity in college basketball. I think we will see a couple number one teams ranked as we get closer to March. Kansas is very good. Oklahoma is very good. Iowa's very good. Maryland's good. There are a lot of good teams, and there's a lot of parity. You match number one against number 15. Number 15 could easily win. That doesn't always happen in college football.
Yeah, you feel like Clemson and Alabama were clearly, and maybe Stanford,
yeah,
better than,
top three
than
for
everyone
sure,
yeah. else. Ryan, the 1-2-3 teams there. Ryan and Ames, Big 12 versus Big 10.
Hi, guys. I just want to, your last question, yes, like, I think Alabama would roll Iowa in football, and I think we could beat Oklahoma in basketball, I really do. I don't buy the argument that the Big 12 is better than the Big 10. If you look every single year, the Big 10 has more teams than the Sweet 16. And with the exception of Kansas, what are other teams that you always see making it further than the first couple rounds?
Kansas has done a lot of the heavy lifting lately, past decade at least, for the Big 12.
Yeah, and I know.
Had some Sweet 16 teams.
I know recently, the past, I can't, 3 or 4 years, the Big 12 has really struggled to get past the Sweet 16 round. I want to say that they haven't had a representative in the Elite Eight in the last 3 or 4 years. Now, don't quote me on that, but it's something around there, and they have struggled. But regular season, they do have some very good teams.
The Urbandale Cowboy.
Who?
The Urbandale Cowboy rides again. And the Packers lose the coin toss.
Oh, my goodness.
Next in face-off. It's the
It's time for the most anticipated segment in all of television. Okay, that's exaggerated, but at least it's not a presidential debate.
True that. How many debates are there, by the way? 56?
Every night. How about that bizarre coin toss after the Packers-Cardinals Classic?
It looked like the ref flipped a manhole cover. It never flipped.
But isn't it lame of Aaron Rodgers to whine about not getting a chance to call it again?
He should be remembered for those stunning clutch throws.
Man.
Packers' best play right now is the Hail Mary. But if Rodgers wants to whine about the stupid NFL overtime rules. Both teams must get the ball. This must be changed.
College OT is so much better.
Much better.
The Hawkeyes finished ninth in the final AP poll. That's the fifth top 10 finish under Kirk Ferentz.
And to think some fans wanted Ferentz fired, for context, you know how many times Nebraska has finished in the top 10 during that time?
Zero.
Zip. That's why we said a year ago Ferentz deserved another shot to turn it around, and now he has.
That sounds like a humble brag.
Nothing humble about it.
How about the curious case of Bree Fernstrom, a most of this time starter for Iowa State? She tells Bill Fennelly Monday she wants to transfer. A couple days later, Minnesota says Fernstrom is a gopher.
Now, Bill Fennelly's intense. Not everyone can take it. But the ones who do inevitably say they're glad they did and that Fennelly brought out their best on court and off.
12 Academy Award nominations for The Revenant. I wanted to see it, but instead, I took the kids to The Good Dinosaur. What did I miss?
Well, nearly 3 hours of misery, violence, and revenge. Not easy to watch. Good thing you didn't take the kids.
Kid-friendly.
But it's a great movie, and if you want to experience the weather in The Revenant, just go outside.
Michael Admire has found a way to ride a mechanical bull with cameras rolling for the third time in 2 years. What in the heck is going on?
John, I grew up with Urban Cowboy. Michael's the millennial sequel, Urbandale Cowboy. But he looks the part. But he did bring shame to Channel 13 with a seventh place finish.
Seventh?
Seventh.
Hopefully he got a participation trophy or something. That's terrible.
You can always email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. Even though the Big Ten Conference had only 5 wins in 10 bowl games, it's gratifying to see that they had more teams ranked in the top 25 than any other conference, with 3 of those teams, including Iowa, in the top 10. Also, way to go Hawkeye basketball, Candyman and Newton.
When Iowa beat Michigan State by 13 in Iowa City, Sparty fans took to social media to emphatically say it would not happen again with Denzel Valentine in the lineup in East Lansing. And technically, they were right, Shane and Marshalltown.
All right, let's 60-second sound off. Just time for one thought from each of our callers, Becky in Bondurant. Becky, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think Andy Sales is nuts. Didn't you say the Cyclones' attendance was up for football games, Hawkeyes down? And when you see a young child wearing a Cyclone outfit, it's probably because his parents actually went to Iowa State. They're college graduates.
Becky, quick question, though. Do you think the attendance this year means there are fewer Hawkeye fans? I think it just meant fewer fans went to games.
To me, if you're a fan, you pay the bucks to see the game.
All right, Becky, thank you. And by the way, Andy is nuts. So no one is arguing any part of that. Yeah. CJ and Ames.
I just figured I'd throw this in there. As far as the whole Big 12, Big 10 thing, I watched a Michigan team get beat by Iowa today. Michigan beat Texas non-conference, and I watched Iowa beat Michigan State on Tuesday. I think Michigan State beat Kansas on a neutral court, just so I'd throw that in there.
All right. And
it's a good argument.
Yep, Iowa did play Iowa State. Iowa State won that one after being down 20. Cheeser, you going to the game tomorrow night?
Yeah, I am. I'm sitting right behind, I think, either Steve Brom or the basketball hoop in the recruiter section. If someone put me on TV.
That's exactly what I would expect for you, Cheeser.
We'll see you, I'm sure. It'll be rowdy tomorrow night at Hilton.
That'll do it for us. We're back next week. Hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off, send-off. The Urbandale Cowboy, Michael Admire, rides the bull for a good 5 or 6 seconds.
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Of course, the lady gives him a 10.
Yeah. Pathetic.